Accession number 20943, Reel 2.
Ivor Nutting, Reel 2. So you mean the Morse spells out F and then it spells out I?
Yeah, F-O. Jointed. Point. Jointed, yeah. So anyway, that was that's beside the point. Anyway, that clicked with me and I made the grade.
You mean the penny just dropped?
Yeah, and I was able to cope with it. It's unbelievable how it all worked, but anyway, it did.
Were you in the now in the Royal Corps of Signals?
No. Royal Corps of Signals, they only specialise in one thing. You're either read the Morse, radio, you know, wireless or whatever. Now, in the infantry signals, you had to do the lot. Now, I did Donar, Morse, operating radio sets. I even took over for a Royal Signal man to send to India because they was only did one thing. They couldn't. They lay a line. That's their job. Finished. They don't know anything else. Anyway, I went back to my unit after this, and the Royal Sussex Regiment, and I went into B Company. Went into B Company, and then we plodded on. And we went all up the desert. I can't remember all the details now. Anyway, we got up just above Benghazi, to Benghazi. But prior to that, we did the relief of Tobruk.
Can you describe that, please?
Certainly. We went into, and I got pictures of when we was on the way to a place called Sidi Omar. It wasn't a city at all, it was just a more or less a map reference. And we went there and dug trenches and all the rest of it. And then one night we dug a line, and it was, I always remember it, November 22nd. Another friend of mine, we ran a line out right into the enemy quarters, bearing in mind it's like a snooker table. You were completely exposed. Did it at night. And then the next morning at 12 o'clock we went in with the lorries, you know, three tonners. And the slaughter was terrible. It was terrible. The three tonner I was getting, I got out and ducked myself down behind the rear wheels. And after all the confusion had finished, I found that I was about three behind the others. Someone had got in front. Anyway, it was a bombardment and tanks, and then it all suddenly stopped.
Who was being slaughtered?
Us. I mean, you get a platoon go in with 30 odd and you finish up with eight. I mean, this was terrible slaughter. And what happened was everything stopped, and then it started again. There was a group of us, and one of my friends called Danny, and it started, he died by a PU wheel, you know, the military prop. And when it stopped, all was left of him was this.
You mean the bottom half of his body?
Yeah, all the rest are gone. And the slaughter was terrible. And I was with a Welsh chap, you know, in our platoon and all the rest of it, and we dived into a hole that was unfortunately happened to be a toilet thing. But we got out of that. And there was a gunfire all the time, and they couldn't find out where it was. And eventually they found out it was a dual-purpose gun. And the tanks found it, and they decided, we'd have the signal HQ there, so we went in there. And I was searching for a bayonet or something like that for earth return on the lines, you know. And I grabbed hold of a boot, and there was a German on the end of it. But he was dying, so that was that. But everywhere you grabbed hold of was flesh, where the shells had hit them, you know. That was that. So what happened after that was they was in dugouts. And one of our officers, who was a horrible man, he had two guns. He was shooting them as he went along. We went into these dugout things,